in our lives, whether we are young, in the prime of our lives, or like me, a little older, occupational therapy can and probably will become part of your life at one time or another. And our guest right now who we'll be speaking to is Chrissy Bifanis, Gear Occupational Therapy. Chrissy, thanks for joining us this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.
Good morning. Absolutely.
You know, physical therapy, occupational therapy is for everybody. It doesn't matter what age you are. And I can say that because at various times in my life, when I've been in my 20s, my late 30s, my late 40s, and also actually late 50s, I was a participant in regular physical therapy and occupational therapy. The occupational therapy came for me about after I had surgery on my shoulder, and I had to basically relearn how to use my left arm. But Chrissy, before we get to that, a little bit about background on you, how you got involved in occupational therapy and helping people out.
Oh my goodness. I've been in healthcare literally for 35 years now. I've been an occupational therapist for 21 years. It really all started with my first job in a nursing home kitchen when I was in high school, and the love affair began. And as soon as I was able to, I was volunteering and observing in the therapy department. And so I knew at a pretty young age that this was what I wanted to do.
You know, it's such an important therapy. Like I said, for me, when I went into my shoulder surgery, I had my shoulder surgery, I want to say probably 20 years ago, and that I was sent home within 2 days with this big pack on my shoulder, and my arm literally strapped to my side, which remained
immobilized
for about 3 weeks. And after that happened, I had to relearn everything about using my arm. I had to loosen it up. I had to get the tightness away. And on top of that, I had to learn how to really reach into a counter and get a glass. I mean, I had to relearn everything. I mean, is that one of the things that, I mean, it surprised me. I mean, does that surprise most people when they come to you and they need that therapy?
I think that, you know, obviously, like anyone else, most people would rather not change their routine and add something like OT. But once you realize that you can't participate in your routine the way that you used to, I think that's where people make the decision to work with occupational therapy. And for years, I worked in the restorative end, like much like your experience, where we were helping people relearn things. And at this moment in time, I'm building a program more on the wellness end to try to help people either avoid needing restorative therapy or at least being able to find quality of life and wellness within their experience of chronic disease. So it's a little bit of a different niche for OT.
I think it's more of a long-term important niche. Now, would that go for anybody that let's say somebody has knee problems and they're trying to forestall surgery, or whether they have other problems or long-term problems which develop into, like you say, having to remove yourselves from doing certain things. What does it involve, all things like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Here at the lodge, I'm by myself at the moment, but the goal is to get physical therapy and speech therapy up here very soon to have the same mindset, more of a preventative role. But I'm looking at falls prevention. We're looking at people's routines, you know, what does that mean when they get behind the wheel of a car with those knees? And just making sure that my clients, you know, the residents here at the lodge and the greater community have access to their life and access to the things that they're motivated to do.
You know, the reason I bring this up is I am awaiting to make a decision on knee replacement surgery, okay? I have used the pandemic. I used to weigh, and I'll say used to weigh, about 439 pounds. I'm now down to 268 pounds. I've used, pardon me,
wow.
I was 347 pounds. But I've used the pandemic, seeing as I can't go any place to eat or anything, to lose weight. But at the same time, I have noticed a loss of strength in myself and my physical endurance. Would something like this help somebody like me who's trying to prepare for surgery, but also by losing weight and be healthier, but also really has not been using the legs or building muscle or anything like that to walk?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The focus of what I'm doing in this program here at the Lodge is really to empower the people who live here. And so whether it be health literacy or just empowering them to be the expert on their conditions that they are living with and try to figure out, you know, what is the best way for me to achieve quality of life and to live well and safely and productively, that is exactly what I'm doing. So I would absolutely help someone like you. It sounds like you're doing a great job yourself.
Well,
but looking at the strength part and you really identifying those pieces that have changed and what we can affect.
You know, that's the reason I'm asking you this is I have had a problem over the past 3 months of trying to find somebody that will help me out, because I know that the lighter I go into surgery, the better off I'm going to be, the better off it's going to be after surgery. And I know that I'm going to have to do physical therapy, horrible, really painful, probably physical therapy after the surgery. But I also have to have the confidence. One thing I've noticed about with me, and it's probably with other people as well, is my lack of confidence in going downstairs, or if it's dark out and I'm walking to a car through an unknown area, the lack of confidence just brings about this incredible stiffness and lack of energy. And when they hear occupational therapy, they think senior citizens only, but it's not. I'm probably going to contact you because I have to build my confidence, and I have to build some sort of strength up to eventually go into the surgery.
Yes, please contact me. I can absolutely work with you. I'm working with a screening form that I developed myself right off of the Occupational Therapy Practice Act that has very specific questions about all aspects of one's life, so that I get a really clear picture of who my client is, what their routines are, what they're motivated to work on, and then what's changed for them recently. And, you know, as you know, there are certain things people are motivated to work on and certain things that maybe they're not. And so it helps me with this motivational interviewing figure out where we can focus. And then, you know, there are other things that I'm just not going to be able to help people with if they're not motivated to change it and work on it.
You know,
so it's been really helpful.
We're speaking once again about occupational therapy at GEAR. Chrissy Bafanas is our guest. And I think that the psychological portion of it, I'm not ruling out surgery. I have to have the surgery eventually. But I think that one of the most important things about going into surgery is that you try to be at your best attainable health. And I think occupational therapy, and correct me if I'm wrong, besides the physical benefits of it, the mental benefits of it, of confidence, probably are equally as important as the physical benefits.
They are so important, and I think that with the mindset in the medical community just changing to put the emphasis on the client being responsible for their own outcome and really engaging in their healthcare process, this is really an opportunity for occupational therapists everywhere to look at that wellness area and look at productive aging and saying, are we doing everything we possibly can do to empower our clients to be there?
Now, how do people contact you? Do they contact you through GEAR? What telephone number? How people that are listening that might be in the same stage that I am or know somebody that's in that stage, how do they contact you?
They can call me at GEAR at 860-824-2660. That is my direct line. Or they can email me at GEAR at cbefanis, BEFANIS, at gearcares.org.
And for those people, are you located in Gear Village, or are you in Gear Nursing and Rehab?
I am over at Gear Village.
Okay, that's. I want to make that plain to everybody, because there's different places you have to go, and I don't want people to get confused if they go. So you're located. What you do is at Gear Village itself.
Yes, it is part of the outpatients, but my focus at this moment are residents of Gear Lodge and then the greater community.
Medicine has come a long way in accepting things like this, and you've given me a little confidence, because I've been kind of depressed lately with COVID-19. People just have not wanted to come to my house and work with me and give me instruction. So you will be getting a call from me sometime this week where we'll set up.
Oh, wonderful.
Simply because I think there's a lot of people out there like me that need this assistance right now, and with the pandemic going on, maybe they don't realize that there is some place local they can go, not just physical therapy, but the occupational therapy, which is extremely important. So, Chrissy, once again, you'll be receiving a private phone call from me sometime, probably even later today. But thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I also look at the pandemic as an opportunity, and I've said it so many times, because people prove to themselves that they could change their routines. And so once you know that you can do that, you really can achieve the quality of life that you hope you can.
Well, and also you have
please call me, yes.
And also you have the time to work on the things at your house. I mean, because you're just not going places like you used to go. And that's why I decided to use the pandemic to try to get myself, I know it sounds a little crazy, a little healthier. But once again, I'll be calling you. And Chrissy, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us this morning.
It is my pleasure. Absolutely. Take care.
And say hello to Kevin O'Connell if you see him for me.
I absolutely will.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That is such good news to me, because literally it's been a quandary that I've been facing. More information is available once again at gearcares.org.